Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. Apply online. ExpressPros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning. Welcome to Friday. We got a lot to do today. By the way, studio, good morning.
Morning.
Old Dominion comes in next hour and performs live. It's Female Friday, so Old Dominion is not part of that. Just making sure you guys realize.
Okay.
Jillian Jacqueline, who is phenomenal. You're going to love her. She's coming in today. The dance parties are today. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about small decisions in your life that have made a difference. Because for me, I had a credit card. I changed. And I got a Southwest credit card. Now, I think you can find a credit card. Like, let's say, for example, you love going to Brookstone, you know, and buying little gadgets. They probably have their own kind of credit card, and you get points. But you find your own thing if you're using a credit card anyway.
Yeah.
That Southwest has helped me. So people are still talking about that. Hey, Jennifer in Massachusetts, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am doing so good because I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm glad. Hey, thanks for listening to you. Where do you live in Massachusetts?
I live in Marlboro. It's like Metro West.
I love it over there.
It's not bad. I mean, I moved here 3 years ago from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Yeah, it's different from Pennsylvania for sure.
Well, I appreciate you calling. So what's the little thing in your life, little decision you made that made it a little better?
I have depression and anxiety, so I bought a sun lamp last year. So like when you wake up in the morning, it starts getting brighter, like simulating the sun.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, that's awesome.
I had that gifted to me once.
Yeah.
And what happens is you plug it in, and let's say, and tell me if I'm right, Jennifer, you plug it in and you say, like, I wake up at 3 o'clock. So at like 2:50, it just barely goes into like a warm glow. And then by 3, it's a full. It's like the sun is in your room. Is that right?
Cool. Yeah, exactly right. And it's amazing. It helped me so much.
So you love it.
I love it.
Can I tell you what happened with me? Because I'm such a weirdo. Is that I would set it for 3, and then I would wake up like at 2:10 and just stare at it and wait for it to start. Like, I would be like, okay, here it goes. Like, gotta watch this. Here it goes. So I had to stop doing that. But that's funny that it works for you.
I'm writing that one down.
The sun lamp?
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
What's your day today, Jennifer?
My day today?
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
Yeah? Another day? Grinding out?
Clark Shoes. Woohoo!
What up?
Yeah.
Those are probably really good for your back.
I do like Clark Shoes.
I thought so. You're talking about wallabies one day.
Yeah, my back and my neck. It's like I have... Morgan number two is telling me I have butt syndrome or something. What do I have, Morgan?
What?
Dead butt syndrome. Yeah,
what is that?
From sitting all day?
From sitting in the studio chair.
I have bottom fatigue.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now we all have some sort of buttocks thing. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So T.I., the rapper, had a bodyguard, and it was his friend. And his bodyguard was shot in 2006, and he died, right? And so he left behind a young daughter. So T.I. is still taking care of his daughter. He just bought her a car.
Wow.
He's sending her to college, too. Here's audio of T.I. giving her a car.
This is what I think I drove right here.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Yes, sweetie. Here's your keys.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Jill.
Remember T.I.?
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy.
And then he wrote on Instagram, our loyalty lives forever. And it's a whole tribute.
That's
right?
Awesome.
It is awesome.
He definitely doesn't have to do that. But.
And this song was really good. That's not lying.
So the bodyguard saved his life.
Maybe.
I don't know the shooting situation.
I don't either.
But either way, he still
stepped in. He took care
of
the daughter, yep.
That's cool.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Hurricane Harvey is headed for the Texas coast. It's going to make landfall late tonight. It's going to bring tons of rain, possibly 2 feet in some places. If you live anywhere near Corpus Christi, Texas, get out. In Powerball news, the winner came forward. A 53-year-old hospital worker and mom of two from Chicopee, Massachusetts. She took the lump sum of $480 million. And finally, Saturday night, the world awaits Mayweather versus McGregor. The fight is going to be broadcast on pay-per-view only. It will cost right around $100.
I like Amy's dinner habits with her husband. So you're on your phone all the time. He's not.
Yeah.
So you do what?
I offer little gifts. Like, sometimes we walk the dog, and I leave my cell phone behind at home.
Oh, wow, that's a gift?
Wow, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's points?
No, I mean, I'm just calling it a gift, but it's just me trying to show him, because I know he gets annoyed by me being on my phone, it's me trying to show him, hey, look, I'm thinking of you. Same thing at dinner. Like, I won't even take my cell phone to dinner sometimes. It's not even that I just keep it in my purse. I just leave it at home. So I'm not even tempted. It's not even a thing.
Wow.
And then...
That's like leaving my foot at home.
It really does make a difference. Because if you just show someone in a little way that, like, you recognize something that bothers them and then you put a little effort towards it, sprinkle in little gifts every now and then. It makes a big difference.
There are a couple restaurants, high-end restaurants now.
Yes.
That... If you lock your phone in the box, they'll give you like a 10% discount.
Yeah, I read about one restaurant that's doing 20% if you put it in the box, but you cannot touch it the entire time.
And I believe it's Chick-fil-A. They give you a free ice cream cone in some of them. They
oh,
give
wow.
you this little cardboard box. And like, if you put your phones there and you don't get your phone out the whole time,
yeah.
they'll give you a free ice cream cone. Why does everybody put away our phone? Like, I communicate with more people on my phone than I ever did in any part of my life ever.
I know.
But it's just a different kind of communication.
Right, but sometimes you have to communicate with the one you're with.
No,
at the moment.
I like to be with someone and communicate with somebody else. That's my thing.
Well, hey, and you can find other people that are like that with you, but my husband, that's something that annoys him.
I know
so
it
now
is.
I'm trying to be better at it, and feels pretty good, except for sometimes if he doesn't notice I don't have my phone out, I'm like, you notice anything different?
Oh,
and
no.
Like,
and then when he doesn't, he gets in trouble.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. One, Friday is here, so that's positive. Two, this.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. There's a pediatric cancer hospital, and they said, hey, I know you guys follow social media. We... need some Legos. We have young patients, and you're on Facebook and you follow us, so you're probably interested in what we do. Would you be interested enough to donate Legos? Within 3 days, they received 500 boxes of new Legos just being mailed to them like crazy.
Wow. That's awesome.
500 bucks for the kids. That's awesome. Yeah, that's the one good thing Facebook's ever done. Yeah.
Oh, I have something good from Facebook too.
Your story over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, did y'all know elder orphans is a thing? You know, like child orphans. But elder orphans.
Like old people?
Yeah. Anyone 55 or older that doesn't 55's have...
55's a little young.
Well, this is the rules. This is the rules of being involved in this group. I mean, I didn't make the rules. But like, say you don't have a loved one or kids or parents or anybody. You live alone and you don't have any family or relatives.
Okay.
Well, there's a group called the Elder Orphans Group on Facebook that is connecting members with families that are basically adopting them into their life. They go visit them, they hang out with them, they invite them over, they do whatever. And so they sort of just adopt these elder orphans.
I like the program, especially for like 70 and older. Like 55 seems like Jim's just coming to the house.
Well, the group has now like 5,000 members.
Really?
So it's spreading and people are joining. So the Elder Orphans Group.
I also feel like I may be an elder orphan one day, guys. Just thinking about it.
We'll take care of you.
Lunchbox.
Ashley was at home with her 10-year-old son when she yells, Jaden, get in here. I'm going into labor. Jaden's like, oh no, what do I do? He runs next door to Grandma's house, says, Mom's in labor. So Grandma calls 911, but Grandma is in a wheelchair, couldn't get next door. Jaden went back home and delivered his baby brother.
Dang, that's crazy.
He's 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's scarred for life.
Oh,
that's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, Sarah in Houston. Good morning.
Hi, Bobby.
You're on the air. What's happening?
I'm on my way to my last first day of school at Sam Houston State. Shout out, Eddie.
Yo, Bearcats! That's legit!
Yeah, Bearcats!
Look at YouTube bonding.
Dude, that's so
phone.
Cool. We've never had a caller from Sam Houston State.
Dang, look
yeah,
at that.
I know, right? Yeah. I started listening to y'all from my mom. She lives near Austin.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, what can I do for you?
I wanted to know if you had picked who gets the last seat for the Radio Hall of Fame ceremony.
Good question.
You put me in a precarious situation here.
Great question.
Well, because I met Lindsay last week when y'all were in Austin for her CD release, and she's the nicest human, and I definitely think she deserves to go.
Over Eddie, your college...
What, my alumnus?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, think about it.
What do you, so here's this, and you tell me what you think, Sarah. So first of all, I have been being inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. As unbelievable as that is, it's happening. I've accepted it at this point. Crazy. I've accepted it. I only have 5 seats total. I'm one of them. Amy for sure goes. Lunchbox for sure goes.
I'll be there.
Our old boss, Jay, for sure goes. That leaves one seat. And it's either Eddie, who hasn't been on the show in 4 years.
Yeah, about to be 5. Years, man, can't wait.
Or my girlfriend, who I'm closest to. So who should it be? That's the question. Around the room, Amy, who should it be, Eddie or Lindsay?
Amy? Oh my goodness. Amy? Why are you doing this to me, Lindsay?
Okay, lunchbox.
What? Eddie, that other name doesn't come out of my mouth when it comes to this topic.
Sarah, what do you think, Sarah?
I mean, I've been in school longer than Eddie's been on the show, and you don't see me getting invited to any of Sam Houston's big ceremonies.
Yeah, it's great logic.
What?
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Can I counterpoint that? How long's Lindsay been in your life?
Yeah.
No,
in my life, 3.5 years.
Okay,
so I've been longer. Cool. Just
who
checking.
Do you make out with?
Well, me?
It depends.
On the weekends?
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't want to date Eddie.
This isn't about love or dating. This is his accomplishment of being in the National Radio Hall of Fame, which I'm on the radio show.
Oh, but so's...
She's not.
That's Ray. Ray's
but it's also. Should I
just
I not
think you
have,
should have someone from your personal life.
Right. Should I have someone from my?
You should because life isn't all about work.
I haven't made my Sarah.
For Bobby, it is.
I haven't made up my mind yet, but thank you for asking.
Thanks,
I don't know
Sarah.
Yet, Sarah.
I mean, let's be real. Bobby's life is kind of all about work, but
exactly.
I don't think that should be the deciding factor.
It should not. But I appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good morning. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Do you have part of your closet? That's like, I'm going to use the term the fat clothes.
No.
I do.
Do I have it like categorized that way?
Yeah,
no.
Like you know if you're feeling like, wear fat clothes.
I know where to go to find the jeans I feel better in if I need a little extra room, but I mean, I don't have a designated spot.
Yeah, I have my fat clothes on today. I just the truth is when you don't sleep, your body produces different hormones and chemicals.
Yeah.
And that's how you keep water weight on. Like your body just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sleeping a lot, but I do. I just wonder if anybody else had a fat part of their closet. Am I the only one? Anybody else?
I do.
Yeah, I do not.
You do not.
I don't have anything that's fat.
I have one. The right side is definitely fat clothes.
Yeah.
Fat shirts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I usually use the right side.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
so you more have like a skinny side.
The left side are the goals. Like someday I'll wear the left side.
It rolls wherever you fit in the spectrum.
Exactly.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alabama. A 17-year-old man was arrested after he walked up to a guy's car window, knocked on it, and said, "Hey, give me your car." Pulled out a gun, so the guy gets out. 17-year-old gets in. Manual transmission, can't get away.
Always gets them. That stick always gets them.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
You know, I feel like nowadays, and this is just me going... Things aren't like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Carjackers aren't doing their due diligence of what kind of cars they're jacking.
Yeah.
Back in our day, you'd look and know. Now these kids are just running crazy, just jacking all the cars. Ah, Bonehead.
Bobby Bones.
So they have an album out today, and they're here today. Everybody in the studio, clap your hands for our buddies from Old Dominion. Yay! Let me ask you guys a question. I was talking to somebody, a musical friend of mine, and we were talking about songs that you guys take. Because... Do you guys only take and record songs that you wrote? Because I didn't look at the track list yet and see what you wrote. Will you only take songs that you guys wrote for your own music?
So far.
Yeah.
So far, they're all songs we wrote. Yeah. We've been pitched a few songs.
Have you almost taken outside songs?
No.
Okay.
but what if it's really, 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 really amazing?
Well, that might happen one day, for sure.
But you write really, really, really amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we like to think so. No. We've only been pitched a couple songs. I think people assume that we probably are riding them.
Any that you passed on that like became number one?
Oh man, we have gotten some. Like usually that's what happens.
The answer to that question.
Yeah, no. Usually what happens is like we get them and we go, oh, is this what people think we sound like? Like,
oh, you're disappointed?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh.
I feel like really pretty girls feel that way when I would ask them to go on dates and they would be like, oh, this guy thinks he can get me. That's not, like when you say that, that's what. I know. I need therapy. I need to go back to therapy quick. I'm going to tell you that. Old Dominion's here. They have a record out today. And why don't we just start with the single first? I know you have your instruments. I would love to hear No Such Thing as a Broken Heart live.
Yeah.
So they are here. I want everybody to buy the record. So here we go. First, let's play the single. This is No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Old Dominion in studio right now. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Yeah. You know, I was looking at while you were playing there, and I wanted to look at the music that I had saved from you guys in the order, because I can see where I listen to stuff, and I move playlists around. And like what song it was for me that convinced me that you guys were like, even your non-singles were good. And I found it. The song for me is, it was Nowhere Fast. After I listened to the record, the first record,
yeah.
When I heard Nowhere Fast, I was like, okay, I think I'm just going to like these guys as a band. Again, there's so much out there. I mean, that was the song for me that curved it for me that was like, there's a lot of people that come through here and I like songs and music's good. People can, at this level, you got to be good.
Sure.
But it was like, okay. This is the real deal music. So I just enjoy it. I enjoy all of it. What's cool too is to watch you guys because, you know, we've played festivals and oddly we get put in the slot right before you guys. We get to play way later than we should. They're our Raging Idiots. They put us in places they should. It's like us and then you guys and Luke Bryan.
And we're always, same here. But.
We're always like, what? But I get to watch you guys play too. And so I always try to watch people and like learn. What I like about your live shows is you guys just take it in. Like, if that makes sense, it's like, you just play music.
We're learning to do that. I think this year is when we finally started to be able to do that. It's been like go, 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 go for so long. Now we're finally in those time slots where there's so many people and, you know.
It's like you're almost breathing while you're doing shows now.
You have enough a set time where you can actually step back up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is cool. People know these songs now.
Like, I'm glad I don't know any of you guys that personally. Mm. Because sometimes you meet people personally and you're like, I don't like their music because I don't like them that much. I'm glad, and I like you guys. We don't really know each other that well. We've seen each other out and stuff. We've never, like, been social. But I'm glad we aren't because I can enjoy it all. Like, I, like, take the record and I'm just like, I'm glad I don't know them that well. Because Bounce,
they're jerks.
It's not that. They're numbers game. There are four of you.
Sure.
Probably one or two of you.
He's over there.
He's hiding down there.
We do have a drummer. He disappears every now and then.
He actually
he's behind
that
a screen.
It's on that box.
Actually, he was talking about it. He didn't notice you were
I
in the
apologize.
Back.
Well, you're looking at you four in the eyes right now, because I can't even see him. There are five of you. But I probably wouldn't, just law averages, I probably wouldn't get along with two of you.
Right.
And that would make me not like the band, because I'd be like, hey, such a, but I'm glad I don't know you that well, because I like the music so much.
Well, you know, let's keep it that way.
Boom.
And we're out.
Yes.
For your first time playing it acoustically, like,
isn't
I thought, I don't know, I haven't heard it.
Yeah. It sounds way better.
Full production.
I actually was enjoying it.
Yeah. I thought it was so good, and I'm like, props to you for, like, that one part where it gets really tangled up with the blue suede. Like, I was like, okay, next round he might mess
that up. Yeah, it took some learning. It definitely took some
practice.
But
you nailed it. That's so good.
Next round he might mess. We might be too honest for our own good here.
Well, those are, it's like a tongue twister segment there.
No, I get it. I just told him I'm glad I don't know him.
I have a feeling if we did know y'all super well, that y'all would all be equally amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Works in the but she's the best. Like, she likes everybody. I'm tough. Happy Endings. It's out today. And I'm going to spend some time with the rest of the record. But what you have now, I love. I love Shoe Shopping. Like,
thank you.
That song.
It's good.
I don't even know what the next song is going to be after this one blows up. But whatever it is, whatever.
Tell me, officer.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
See?
She heard it one time. She heard it one time. Old Dominion, the record's out today. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck. And I hope you sell a bunch. And hope you make millions and have castles. And, you know, maybe a couple of us will be friends. Yeah, wait now. All right. So, we'll see you guys.
We totally won't invite you over. Bobby
Bones. I saw that Starbucks is adding new items to their menu of food. And they have something called sushi burritos. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing about sushi. I enjoy sushi. But unless your specialty is sushi, I'm not eating your sushi. Your specialty needs to be sushi to serve sushi.
So it can't be a hamburger / sushi place.
Nope.
Gotcha.
It can't be a coffee with a sushi.
But didn't you get sushi from a gas station?
And you know what? It didn't end well.
Yeah, because they're known for their gas. Because
they're
known for
their petroleum, not their sushi.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be good and I'm sure it's safe, but you're talking about raw fish.
But I think Starbucks, they're calling it sushi because it has a seaweed wrap in the burrito, but I don't think that they're actually serving fish.
Don't care. It's called sushi burritos. Okay. I will not, unless your specialty is sushi, I will touch nothing that has the word sushi in it. And I encourage you, unless you want the runs, to do the same. Just as a general rule.
Okay. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, it happened. Taylor Swift released the first single off her Reputation album. It's called Look What You Made Me Do. And she declares that the old Taylor is dead. There's a lyric video that talks about how, you know, her new public image of a serpent. And a lot of people are focusing on the lines in the song where Taylor warns her enemies, quote, "I've got a list of names and yours is in red, underlined." So obviously, like, there's Katy Perry people are thinking about on the list, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian. Who knows? Maybe as more songs come out, we'll learn more about what's happening. So Shania Twain explained why she name-checked Brad Pitt in her song That Don't Impress Me Much from back in the day. And she says that she saw those nude photos of him and his then-girlfriend Gwyneth Paltrow, and she wasn't impressed. So that's how he got in the song. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
With Jillian Jacqueline.
So, Jillian, hi.
Hi.
It was the first time in the history of my radio career, and I've been doing this since I was 17, that I've greeted anyone for the first time the way you and I just met.
Okay.
We were walking down the hall. She was coming to the studio. I was walking out. I said, "Hold on, gotta urinate." Ran to the bathroom. That was our grand introduction.
Yes, it was really special. I'll never forget it.
I'm actually a big fan, but we've never met.
No, never.
I guess we've sent messages on the phone, like Insta story.
Instagram, yeah.
She was opening for Ryan Adams. Eddie will get like this.
I love Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, people that aren't cool. Like, we're a little too cool sometimes. Yeah, yeah. They make fun of me, too cool. So Jillian was opening for Ryan Adams, and she was in St. Louis, and we were playing like the next week. We had a sold out show.
Oh, as you can tell, I've never done this before. Okay.
What do you mean you've never done this? You've never done what before?
Radio. Like an actual radio show.
You've never... Wow.
Oh, I survived.
Like, she got sent to the wolves today.
I hope I survived.
Okay, but I'm a huge fan, so this is going to work out good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, she was opening for Ryan Adams, and she took a picture of our sold out show, and she was like, "Hey, you guys are up here too." And she insta-storied it to me. As she's playing with Ryan Adams, said, "Raging Idiot."
And that's not the end of the story.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, remember? And I was like, and you're like, "Oh, I love his song." He said, like, Heaven or something. And I was like, "Oh, no, no, that's Brian Adams."
Oh, that's right. I said, "I love Heaven in Summer of 69.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, no, that's Brian." And he wrote back, you're like, "I know, I was kidding." And you're like, "You must think so highly of me."
Yeah, I was like, "You must think I'm the biggest dork."
We're literally never going to be friends. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I assumed you didn't
you
know
You think
Adams
I'm as dorky as I look.
You don't look dorky.
And I am. That's true.
No.
Jillian Jacqueline is here. Okay, I want to play a song, and then we'll talk some more.
Yeah.
The first song I think that I heard from you where I was like, wow, this is really... I liked Hate Me a whole lot, because I like songs that make me like feel like sad.
Me too.
So if you wouldn't mind playing this for my audience, because I think they're gonna love you. Her name's Jillian Jacqueline, and this is Hate Me. She's playing live this morning in the studio. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Like, that's so good. That is. Yeah. How about that?
That note in the morning is not a fun one. I'm like, can we do a redo, please?
That is a fun one. So, I'm again, we hadn't met like 3 months ago. I was like, Jillian, Raging Idiots is going on a tour. Come play. You're open for the shows. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
She's like, yeah, you were like, it's already decided. I'm like, I have not heard anything about this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Tell me.
But now you are. Now you're doing the shows with us, a bunch of shows.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Here's the problem. Like, you did Ryan Adams, and that's super cool. And we wear track jumpsuits.
Hey, I'm into it.
Okay. You don't have to.
No, I love track jumpsuits. Okay. I will wear one.
You're so good.
Thank you.
I'm always happy when I'm right.
Oh,
and I was right about this one, because sometimes, let me tell you, I bring people in, and I've never heard them before, and they're not good, and I'm like, oh,
it's awkward.
I'm so happy,
man.
I was right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Her name's Jillian Jacqueline. How about let's do a cover. Can you do a cover?
Yeah, sure.
What do you have in your pocket?
We're going to do Rich Girl by Hall & Oates.
All right. Now, to be fair, the B word is in this song. Have you substituted, or do we have to bleep you again?
I substituted. Okay. I did my homework.
Awesome.
Thank you so
much.
Thanks for having me.
I can't believe this is the first radio thing you've ever done.
First one.
Dang. Yeah. And you were calm and collected. Like, you thought it was your 100th.
Yeah, you did great.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you guys.
Hey, clap on that.
First.
We have to the morning corny. We got caught up with Old Dominion and Jillian Jacqueline, and we can't forget the morning corny. People will riot. All right, we don't need any more of that.
The morning corny.
Where do kids in New York City learn multiplication?
Where do kids in New York City learn multiplication?
In Times Square.
That was the morning corny.
Get it?
I do. Kay. Yeah, I get it. We've heard of some strange Kit Kat flavors, and sometimes I'm like, maybe I just need to give it a shot, because there are some flavors that don't sound good until you eat them. Well, how about this one? Kit Kat has now decided to come out with a little something called cough drop flavored Kit Kats.
No.
Oh.
Ugh. That's.
No. Exactly. Ugh. So there's that.
No.
And I love Kit Kats.
Remember when you brought us all those crazy Kit Kats from wherever you went?
They were, because it's made by a different company. Kit Kats made by different companies, different places.
Oh.
And so I had,
You brought us like all kinds of crazy flavors.
Robitussin flavored Kit Kats.
Wasabi.
Yeah, it was all of them. Man, I want to talk about this new Taylor Swift song in a minute, because I stayed up late and listened to it last night. And do you know they had to add co-writers of another famous song to this song?
No, I didn't.
And when I tell you, because to me I heard it. And I'll tell the story in a second, but I was like, okay. And I'd already had a little tip off and heard some. But I got to hear the whole song. And I was like, okay. I just didn't think there was any way it could possibly live up to the hype. The hype was too big that no song was going to live up to the hype. But then when I heard it, I was like, this sounds like something. But then I think she had to add co-writers because it sounds too much like something else. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Interesting. Okay.
It is interesting. So I hope everybody's having a good morning, you know. Sure, you got to get loose.
Yeah.
Got a good show coming up. The rest of the show. We've had two live performances today. How about, let's play some Thank You For Being A Friend. This is the Golden Girls theme song from The Raging Idiots. Puts us all in a good mood.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Much. That's our country version of the Golden Girls song, which if you're a millennial, you don't even know the Golden Girls, so that just sounds like a good country song. Come on. There's Jason Aldean. I thought I talked to him for a long time the other night.
No.
Jason and I aren't usually that chatty because neither one of us like to talk when we're not working. And we kind of have this understanding because I like Jason and he likes me. But we're like, cool, we'll just stand beside each other. And it's like when you're in a relationship and you're just comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like quite chatty. We talked for like 15 minutes. And I was like, dude, I'm kind of tired of talking. They kind of reverse. Usually he's like,
yeah, I don't see him.
Usually
being
he's like Bobby, relax.
What you guys talk about?
Yeah.
So Brittany's with him.
Okay, wife, yeah.
And I was talking about their summer vacation because I was curious. I won't say where they went because I'm not sure that's something he wants me to say. But he was, and then he asked me about, we talked about Haiti.
Oh, really?
And yeah. I was like, Jason, what's wrong with you? Why are you so friendly? Because he's always a nice guy, but he's really quiet. People don't know that. He's like a shy guy.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that. And he's getting in shape. Every time I see him, he's shrinking.
Really?
Yep. And slowly, he's doing one of those, you don't even know. And then you look at him and you're like, what's something different about you? Did you grow a mustache? No.
Well, normally guys, when their wives are pregnant, they maybe put on some pregnancy weight too. But his wife, like, she's like the hottest pregnant woman ever. Like,
I can't say that, but yeah.
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 Oh, I can. I was looking at pictures. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing.
I stayed up last night and listened when the new Taylor song came out, Taylor Swift. It's called Look What You Made Me Do. And there was no way it was going to live up to the hype. Even if it had been the greatest song ever, it can't live up to the hype. There are certain things that you just can't live up to the hype. So.
I don't like your little games.
Kanye.
Don't like your tilted stage.
Kanye stage.
The role you made me play. The fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime.
So she's going up to Kanye immediately. You know, he had that stage that lifted up, the big white, and then, so, you know, she's
so
like,
that's it.
Look
that's
what
Kanye.
You made me do. Look what you made me do. And so I'm listening to it, the hook.
Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
And all I'm hearing is my humps, my hump.
Because of my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
Immediately, I'm like, it's my hump.
Oh, look what you made me do. What you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do.
That's not who got the writing credit.
Oh, it's not?
No. So, there's that.
Look what you made me do.
You knew who has a writing credit on the song because it sounds so much like it?
Who?
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Ooh. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
I'm
too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy that it hurts.
I thought it sounds more like my humps, but Right Said Fred has a writing credit. Isn't that crazy?
So he wasn't like in a writing session.
It wasn't like, Taylor, on the catwalk. I'd like to be added to this song on the catwalk.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
Crazy though, huh?
Yeah.
So that the Taylor song came out. And I think it'll be a huge smash. That one will take me a second. When I heard Shake It Off, I thought, this is an unbelievable song.
Yeah.
That, I thought, this is a good song. It'll end up being a big hit.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Did it live up to your hype, Amy, in your
head? No, but I mean, I definitely was up. And when I saw on her Instagram it had loaded, and she was like, swipe up. I was like, swipe up.
Yeah,
I bought it.
Swipe that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hello, Julie in Ozark, Missouri. Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, Amy.
Morning.
Anybody else like to say good morning to them? Like Lunchbox and Eddie's ears are perked up. Like,
hey.
Will you say good morning
good
to them?
Good morning, the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey, what's going on, Julie?
Well, I am on my way to go get in line at the Gilloway's for the Raging Idiots ticket. This will be the fourth time for me.
Wow. Holy cow. Super fan. That's awesome. Hey, so yeah, Raging Idiots, our tour goes on sale today at 10 a.m., but you're going to go stand in line. You've seen us before. Do you think we're good?
I think this is the fourth time, and I'm just excited now as I was the first time that I saw you at the Battlefield Mall.
Oh, yeah, we started the mall. That's how we used to rough it. With Kelsey Ballerini.
With Kelsey Ballerini, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to see you and meet you.
Well, I'm taking my, hopefully taking my five-year-old niece. She used to live in St. Louis, and we would call each other every Friday morning and listen to the dance party.
Oh, well, awesome. We have another dance party coming up in 20 minutes. I appreciate the call. Thank you. And as always, I like to say that I appreciate you.
Oh, you know what? I appreciate you.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, good morning, Eddie and Lunchbox specifically. I think you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all look great today.
Yeah, but yeah, your smiles are fantastic.
I agree.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. So I announced on the show yesterday that my dog is sick, and the vet gave him like 3 to 6 months to live, and it's difficult for me. It feels like there's like this little weird sad fog, but it's just weird because I know he's just like he doesn't know he's sick. That's the only good part about it is he doesn't know he's sick. So yeah. It really stinks. I've had my dog for 14 years, and so my head still isn't fully wrapped around it. And so Amy sent over dog cookies yesterday. I got home. I went home for like 15 minutes, and Amy had shipped over Josie, Amy's dog.
Yeah, Josie. They're from Josie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was really, really kind of you. And he loved them.
Oh.
And ate them, and he gets to eat whatever he wants now.
Well, that's what Josie was thinking. Like, normally they have treats like that, but I mean, she went straight peanut butter cups.
Yeah, that was really sweet of you.
Oh.
Thank you. And then he just wouldn't leave the refrigerator, because that's where they are. Now he just keeps looking at the refrigerator. He's like, why has life gotten so good all of a sudden? Because he's getting everything now. I know. And I posted a picture up yesterday of my dog, and I was like, hey, if you didn't listen to the show, he had cancer surgery. He's got about 3 to 6 months to live. It's going to be rough for me. And I'm going to have ups and downs, because that's like the thing I love the most in my life, that dog. And so I was talking to Lindsay last night, my girlfriend, and she's in California. And she was about to go on, because they have 2-hour time difference there. And she was like, how's Dusty? It was good. And I flipped over the phone and she's about to go on stage, and she sees him and starts crying. And I'm like, you can't ask about him before. You have to go to work. And so she's crying. And it was like the 5 minutes that we talk a night. Because, again, we're running. Now I'm making jokes. We talked for like 5 minutes last night.
Yeah.
And she's crying because Dusty's sick. And she hasn't been here to even see him. And she loves that dog, too.
Well, there's so many people. I mean, you've mentioned how kind people are just stopping you and asking you about it when they have other things going on. And yesterday after you made that, like, I was getting people reaching out to me to try to figure out how to be there for you. I mean, there's so many people that I just want you to know there's so many people that genuinely care about you and they know how much Dusty means to you. And so just know that there's a lot of people with you.
And I feel that way. I had 4,000 comments on that Instagram.
That was crazy.
I saw Hillary Scott write a message up there from Lady Antebellum. I couldn't even go through it all. So I just appreciate everybody. And when Lindsay was crying last night, I was like, man. And it's weird because I'm just sitting here. It's like I'm just waiting. And that's a weird thing, you know, because he's not going to get through it. And I travel a lot. So now I feel guilty for traveling. And probably on bus runs, I'll probably take it used to just be too old for bus runs. I think we just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Just, all right, let's roll. So it's weird. It's a weird thing. And it was a weird thing for Lindsay because, by the way, Lindsay's my girlfriend. And if you listen to the show, you know she's an artist, Lindsay L. And she has this song called Waiting on You. This year. She was so excited because it was the first time that she'd ever played the song and the entire crowd sang it back to her. Like in her life.
Wow.
Any song. It's the first time she's played any song ever. Because she's had a couple songs where they tried to make her like a little pop girl. She's not. She's like a musician, like guitar player. Sometimes hardcore, sometimes blues, sometimes, you know, country. It just depends. But she's a multi-instrumentalist. But she was also emotional because she was like, it's never happened to me before where the entire crowd sings my song back. And here. Like a child. First time ever in your career to have a crowd sing your song back, like that's like I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I did too.
And probably because I care about her and I know how important, how like cool in her life that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we sing, people just go, "Shut up."
And yes, it's not probably because you care about her. It is because that's you care a big about deal. Her.
No, I'm saying I care. I'm probably more affected by it because I care about her. Stop twisting my words! Teens are rescued after getting lost in the Grand Canyon for 5 days. And all they had, 2 granola bars and no water.
What?
1 granola bar per person. That's all they had to eat for 5 days. They ran out of water the first day. It's not a lot to live on, but these teens were resourceful enough to stay alive and wave down a rescue helicopter.
Me and my friend were both like crying tears of happiness.
The Rangers told me that they are glad the teens stayed on the dried riverbed. It made them so much easier to spot. They were able to find them in just a little bit more than an hour after they launched the helicopter, which they say is very fast.
Why didn't they launch a helicopter earlier?
Like 5 days. Like 5 days to launch a helicopter.
Is it like, all right, 4 hours? 5 hours. Hit it, boys.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it took 5 days for people to be like, hey, where's our friends?
We're hiking up the mountain. All of a sudden, we just can't see where the trail is anymore. It disappears, he said. I mean, the hindsight, much easier to go, what were you thinking as far as walking out, hiking into something like that with just 1 granola bar each and no water?
Ugh.
Because I'd have had on one of those backpacks have the water in the straw.
A Camelback.
Yeah, yeah, and then a front back full of granola bars. I don't even walk down the street without that. Like, if I'm walking a couple blocks, I have that both front back Camelback on.
Yeah. I try to sometimes keep food in my car for, like, emergencies, you know, but I always end up eating.
It's always an emergency? Yeah, I know. It's like, I wonder if I'm, red light. Well, this feels good.
I keep it in the back, emergency. Though, but yeah. Sometimes I'll get out and go get it from the back.
This is the latest time of day you can drink coffee without ruining your sleep. You see the story, by the way?
No.
Yeah.
Is this something that you ever think about, like, can I drink coffee at this time?
Yes, I have been thinking about it now because I'm trying to focus more on sleep, and I think there's definitely something to it.
You got about 6 hours. Don't drink it 6 hours before you go to sleep.
Okay.
So you do the math. Whatever time you want to go to sleep, stop 6 hours before
that. Well, that's a long time that coffee, like, helps out your body.
It's more just doing the math here than 5 hour energy.
Yes.
That's 5 hours.
That's just in your face.
You know, I do the math sometimes. And so.
For 5 hours?
Yeah. So what I'll do
I
is.
I hate that you do this.
So I'll be like, man, I don't need 5 hours of energy. So I try to sip an hour of energy.
I don't know if it works that way.
Well.
But no. You think it does.
And I'm like, I don't need to stay awake for 5 hours, but I got to write for another hour. So I'll take it and pour it out and then take it and pour a fifth of it and then go.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
I got a good hour of energy.
Stop. I thought you were going to talk about how sometimes you're like, man, I need 10 hours of energy.
Oh, I'll do that too.
He's done
that. Yeah, I do that too. I'll be
I know.
Like, and
like,
sometimes I need just 8. So I have 5 and then 2/3 of the other one. I feel like it's
a chemist.
Yes. I've got my beakers out.
Right.
No.
Your Bunsen burners.
Your little teaspoon.
If I'm hurting, like this morning, we had a work dinner until 11 o'clock, which is extremely late for me on a week school
That's
night.
That's really late.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
what
so
in the world?
I know.
It's like 10 courses.
The service was slow.
Oh.
But also, I just really enjoyed talking to the people I was with because they came in from New York.
That's
and
cool.
I know, right? Weird for me, too.
This is all new stuff.
I know.
Let's write this down. Bobby enjoyed hanging out with people.
And then we were talking work, but I just enjoyed hanging with these guys. And so we were out late, and I had a dirty chai latte, like dark blue, and then a 5-hour energy, and then a Gatorade, one of those energy bites. I'm ready to go. Woo! Yeah, I'm just letting you know. Hey, Mallory, I'm glad you called. We're talking about moms and topless sunbathing in front of their kids. What do you think about this?
I think that's a big no-go. Children are very curious at very young ages. Being a mom of 3, I've had to learn this the hard way. It's kind of awkward in front of little boys, your own or someone else's at that. I don't think topless sunbathing at any age in front of children should be a thing.
Okay, I appreciate that call. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
I guess my thing is, as a non-parent, if you don't make something bad, is it bad? Is the human body bad? Because we all have butts. You know, women have boobs. And we've been conditioned to think this is dirty. And again, I don't have kids, so you're talking about somebody who knows everything about parenting.
Everything.
Just the whole, my philosophical take is if we never tell anyone our bodies are bad, they're not bad. Now, I agree, don't let the little boys look at it, because then they'll go tell their friends. But still. And again, I'm wrong probably, but that's even my own. Like, I will walk butt naked somewhere and not care. I think Eddie for sure has seen me naked a bunch of times.
Yeah, but indoors, like you don't walk outside. Like
no,
because
I get arrested.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The law doesn't agree with my philosophical opinion. Yeah. Hey, Colleen in St. Louis.
Hey, g'day. How are you?
G'day. Are you from Australia?
Oh, I am. I tell everyone I'm from Sykeston, Missouri, but they don't believe me.
I didn't believe you would. Hey, what do you think about the topless thing?
Okay, so I grew up in Australia. I've been here 20 years. And all the girls are topless in Australia. We used to play Spot the American Tourist because they'd all have their sunnies on and like trying to look really cool. But anyway, I think it's fine. I mean, it's a natural part of your body. And we all did it. We did have some beaches where the young mums might go and they might keep their tops on if they're breastfeeding, because there was one case once when a little toddler ran over and latched onto another girl's boob.
Wow.
Pretty funny.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Again, a culture thing. That's
latch
funny.
On.
Hey, appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you guys. I love you. And big kisses to your dog.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to do one more. Margaret in San Antonio.
Yes. I think 5 years old would probably be the oldest that I would do that around. I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And the 9-year-old, you know, knows about anatomy and whatnot. And so it's not something that I really want to flaunt, whether for myself or anybody else in front of him. But the 7-year-old, you know, she's like, hey, you know, whatever. And the 3-year-old, you know, doesn't know. And I think after 5, it would make me feel uncomfortable, but I also don't want to make my kids feel uncomfortable. So
that's probably going to be the average age. I think you are the common answer. I think, Margaret, you're kind of the voice of America.
Thank you.
That's a lot of pressure, Margaret. I'm going to be honest with you. Hey, Margaret, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Hey, Amy, how do you feel about this?
Man, I'm kind of with you on the age thing. I guess 5 and you feel it out to what their personalities are like. And girls are different than boys. Like, I could see myself with a daughter doing it, no problem. But my son, my son's 7. Huh, I probably wouldn't. I did find myself changing in a hotel bedroom with him, like just not thinking. And my husband walked in, he's like, what are you doing? He's never seen any stuff like that. I'm like,
any
stuff
like that.
Stuff, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He hasn't.
I haven't either, really.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and I spent an hour last night talking to a songwriter named Jonathan Singleton. And I love country music, and I love the writers. Like, I like that second layer that maybe sometimes we don't hear about. So that's why I started doing this show. And so put the studio in my house. These songwriters come over, even like Karen Fairchild and Dirks. Like, they want to come over and talk about music. But Jonathan Singleton comes by, and we start talking about a guy walks into a bar from Tyler Farr.
It goes, a guy walks into a bar.
So the story is, that was Blake Shelton's song. Blake said, I want that song, I put it on hold. And it was Blake's. And so we're talking about it because Jonathan Singleton wrote that song.
Blake had it on hold. He loves the song. He's thinking about making it, you know, his record all around this one song. And I don't know if I knew that at the time. I can't remember how it went, but somehow Blake had it on hold. And I played that Ryder pub crawl, and Tyler was there, and Tyler heard the song. So Tyler walked over to me and said, hey, man, what about that guy walks into the bar song? What's going on with it?
So he doesn't really know. He goes, yeah, you can have it. So there's this whole thing. So it's Blake's song, but then Tyler cuts it, and then Blake still has the song. It's still Blake's song, but Tyler goes to Blake and is like, I want you to hear how I cut it.
Tyler, when he did cut it, that he went and was talking to Blake about it, and Blake said, well, let's hear it, man.
That's what I heard.
If you messed it up, then he was going to be mad. So he played it for him, and he goes, dude, good job, man. You did a great job.
And he got to keep the song, because he played it for Blake, and Blake was like, I released this song.
Oh.
Yeah. It goes, a guy. So it's things like that in the Bobby Cast. Like, it's the layer underneath that I love so much. So go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Cast, or go to iTunes, and you can subscribe to, same as iHeartRadio. Is that interesting, Lunchbox, to you?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Like, you just assume that they get a song and they cut it. Like, oh, boom, there you go. You don't realize there's back channels and
second
blah,
layer.
Blah, blah.
Second layer. So if I say, so you're Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that don't impress me much.
Exactly.
So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Shania Twain explained why she name-checked Brad Pitt in her song, That Don't Impress Me Much. She saw the nude photos of him and Gwyneth Paltrow back in the day, and she was like, I'm not that impressed.
So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
It only took 20 years.
Just say why.
But she finally revealed why she threw a little shade at Brad Pitt.
Name check.
Yeah. But that won't keep me warmer than me. She said, I was writing the album, and there was a scandal of him and Gwyneth Paltrow, and there were naked photos. And I was like, what's all the fuss about?
So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So yeah. Got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those. I'd like to have Shania for a Bobby cast and just talk to her for an hour. Like, she came in and we talked to her for a bit, but I mean, like, just go and I would have been like, what about him didn't impress you much?
Yeah. Tell us more.
Because I don't remember those naked pictures. Right. And like, how did naked pictures get out back in the day? Because now, now they get hacked or put out on purpose, like digitally. Did someone like break into the house
and
take a Polaroid, you know?
Or at Walgreens, sometimes when you would drop your disposable camera off, they would make extra copies.
You know what TV show everybody's talking about? And Amy started watching it, and Eddie started watching it. And I haven't yet. It's Ozark.
So good.
So I'm not cool yet, but...
I'm never cool, but I am now because I'm finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been done for a while, too, so I feel extra cool.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I gotta start. But...
Jason Bateman.
You'll like it, man.
Yeah, it's so good.
Eddie says he can't even watch that show at home now.
I've given up on life. I might just start. I might stay here after work and watch it here.
Watch the episode?
Because every time I start it, I put the kids to bed. I'm like, okay, I got about an hour of just me time. Turn on some Ozark. And it's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
It's dark. Yeah. And there's some foul language. So I try to keep it low. But my TV does not go low enough for my kids not to hear it. As soon as I start watching, one of my kids comes down and is like, Daddy, what are you watching? That sounds so weird. That sounds creepy. I'm like, go to bed. I'm watching TV.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Laptop headphones.
Yes, exactly. Do it on your laptop. Mm-hmm.
Why are people that are bad at relationships great at giving relationship advice? Because I'm one of these. I can advise the crap out of you and wonderfully. But they did a whole like science with beakers and stuff again.
Yeah. In the
Bunsen
lab.
Burners.
Number one, they're not blinded by love or lust. They can look at something and go, okay, A, B, C, here's why. Number two, they understand how a bad relationship is.
Uh-huh, yes.
So far, I'm rocking these. Number three, they think settling is whack.
That's you.
And number four, they made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
That's you.
Like, those are the four reasons that people who aren't good at relationships give great advice, because the people that give the best advice are the people that have failed at things the most. Like, that's why people turn into, like, if you're not a great NBA player, but you're kind of middle or low, you become an NBA coach. Those are the great players never are great coaches, but hardly ever.
Makes so true.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a good point.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you just stared at me like you had something insightful to add, but then I guess you were just... thinking about sports. She's like, sports. What do I say? Sports. Sports. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, you know, college is going back to school right now. And remember how expensive textbooks were when we were in school?
It was the worst.
The worst.
Because you would go and buy a book you would use one time and you'd spend $300 on it. And sometimes that book would not be used next semester and you were just out the money because you couldn't resell it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, college is expensive in general, but now there's this new crowdfunding site happening called Fund My Textbooks, and it allows students to hit up their friends and family for contributions with that money going straight into account for textbooks. It's not like you can hit them up and then you can take the money and go buy video games or something.
Yeah.
Like,
that's cool because that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And like, I struggle, and I was on full scholarship because of my ACT score. And there were even times where my scholarship didn't cover all my books, and I was broke. And I would borrow books or run copies of pages sometimes until I get a foot. Yeah, that's the thing. I like that. What is that site?
Fund My Textbooks.
That's cool. As long as they're not buying, you know, Chipotle, I'm in. Helping. Yeah, I love education. What else?
Did you see? Turkey is coming. Is that what they say on Game of Thrones?
Turkey.
Winter is coming.
Oh, I thought you meant like the bird. I was like, huh?
No. But to celebrate Game of Thrones season finale, which is this Sunday night, FYI, Arby's is like offering giant smoked turkey legs.
I can't believe it's already the finale. Guys, this is the greatest TV show of our lifetime.
Is this the end?
No.
Oh.
Another season.
Ah.
This is... again, not my favorite show of my lifetime. A really fantastic show. But it is the best show of our lifetime. The amount of detail.
Wow. I really might need to watch this now, regardless of what you say, because you just said the best show of our lifetime.
It is. The detail, the money, the amount of character development. It's the greatest show of our lifetime. And we're in the golden age of television. There's more options now. Like, there are so many good things that I want to watch. I don't even have time to watch. I can't even catch up on something before something new good comes out. I watched that. I'm not caught up on Orange is the New Black. Now I got to watch Ozark. Now I watched the Defiant ones.
So much.
And it's so much really compelling.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be compelling. It's hard to have something that sticks, period, nowadays, because there are 1,000 things. And so it's a great time. And television is like radio now. Radio is not just what comes through your car. Radio, for me, is also the phone, the computer. Television is the same way. It's not just what's on the screen. It's on your phone, your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else you have?
Mm-hmm. According to a new survey, 37% of vegetarians admit that they have eaten meat when they've had too much to drink.
Dang.
And like 70% of these people never tell a single soul that they slipped up. And it happens a lot. Like, they've had such a drink, and then they're like, funny. Burger, give me burger. And
that's like the drunk dial for a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should they get stripped from their title?
You know, if no one knows, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it,
then it's okay.
You know what I wonder, though? Like, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Because I was going to talk about the body. Like, if your body doesn't eat meat, then all of a sudden it does. Does it totally jack your system up?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you.
Does it? Yeah, you can have some stomach issues.
Because it's like something completely foreign.
Yeah.
I was at the gym yesterday, and I've done 5 days this week of boxing. And so I've hit it hard, and my coach, Jared, was like, hey, something's not right, because my hand was like twitching or something, and he did my put his pulse. Fingers on my neck, and my heart rate, I don't even know if this is the right number, it was like 170 or something. Look up, I don't know, that could be wrong.
What, average heart rate?
Yeah, and he was like, I've never been told to stop, and they made me, I was that guy at the gym that had to lay down, they put wet towels on me, and I was embarrassed, but they were like worried for me. I've never been that guy. I hadn't had dinner the last couple nights.
Okay, but also, you got stressful news about Dusty.
And my dog has terminal cancer. And I think I just broke down yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was scary because I could not control it. I couldn't control it. It was like because I have I take medicine for not stress.
PTSD.
No, not stress. I did.
Anxiety.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
But here's the thing with my dog, and I'll just be honest with you. I've started taking Xanax again because I can't rest. I'm so bummed out that I can't sleep, and I'm just like, I have to take it.
There are times in your life where stuff like that can be helpful to you, and this is 100% one of those times.
I fell asleep for an hour and woke up and was like, okay, I'm awake and I'm sad, so I just took pills. And I hate that. And I don't want to be that person, but it's got me. What's the heart rate?
So it's anything from 60 to 100 is normal.
I was 170.
But wait, are you a well-trained athlete?
No, but I'm in good shape.
Okay, well-trained athlete is 40 to 60, so I didn't know if you'd fell.
He's not talking about resting heart rate. He's talking about he's working out.
You can't ask these guys anything.
Guys, according to the National Institute of Health, heart rate for children.
Anything else?
I'll take back over my pile. Yeah, Nathan Chapman, who is like
huge producer.
Crazy huge producer. He's obsessed with Namaste. He actually tweeted out that it's awesome and then he loves it. And so,
Namaste, I'm so surprised by the fact that people are buying this song on iTunes. It's the new Raging Idiot song.
Yeah.
We put it out to be funny and like to be, but not serious, but Sheryl Crow, Dierk Bentley. Listen to what Nathan Chapman's produced.
Yeah, and I feel special because like I was on Namaste before all these big time people were. It was my jam first, but he's produced records like for Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, won Grammys for Taylor Swift albums, worked with Shania, Lady A, Keith Urban, Martina McBride, no big deal.
He just tweeted that he loves the song.
Yeah. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but not. Namaste.
Come on.
Namaste.
Nathan Chapman, come on.
Namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on.
my yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but namaste, namaste.
My favorite producer is Nathan Chapman. Have I mentioned that lately?
Yeah.
Funny.
Thank you very much. And mm-hmm. Ross Copperman. Those are my favorites. And then
anybody else?
Yeah, a lot of them, because now I'm like, it's like the we'll Grammy speech. Night, whenever yeah. If you don't mention everybody, they get mad at you. So I'm just going to stop and go, and the rest.
Yeah, everyone else.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
It's after 9, so that's why I tell this story now. Kids are in school for the most part. It's not even dirty, but I'm going to say the word stripper. Okay?
Okay.
Amy had to tell a guy that she wasn't a stripper yesterday.
What? That's weird.
You had to make an announcement to multiple people.
Yeah, she'd be like, I am not a stripper. Why?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm at the gas station, and I'm in line, and I'm checking out, and this guy comes up behind me that I have only ever seen at yoga. Legit, never seen him anywhere else. He kind of casually says, and because I know what he means, but everybody else, including the cashier, they don't know what he means. He's like, oh, it's weird to see you with clothes on. Like, normal clothes.
It's
like
weird to see
clothes.
You with clothes on.
Like, he meant, so, but he didn't say with work clothes on or normal clothes. He just said with clothes on. And I was like, everybody, I'm not a stripper. I take yoga with him, so he normally sees me in yoga pants, but here I am in a cute outfit.
I never see you with clothes on. I'm not a stripper! Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Gotta go, but thanks to Old Dominion for stopping by and playing. They have a new record out today. Thanks to Jillian Jacqueline for stopping by and playing. You can see the videos at BobbyBones.com of their performances. Don't forget BobbyBones.com. And wherever you are, at 10 a.m., tickets to see the Raging Idiots for our tour, our farewell tour, go on sale. So depending on where you are, or if you're going to drive or fly, RagingIdiots.com. Thank you. Miss you. That's what I'm going to think all weekend. And we'll see you Monday. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you being with the show as always.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.